Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live, we are live, we are live, and welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast, episode number 80. And I'm very, very excited today because we are going to learn about erectile dysfunction along with other important information for men's health. But one of the things for me, you know, as I do help guys, men over 40, men in their 30s, 40s, 50s, naturally increase testosterone, I know that erectile dysfunction is something that is maybe common or a little bit more common than I even know. I've never experienced it and I don't have expertise. That's why we've got Dr. Tracy Gappin on the podcast today. Dr. Gappin, how are you doing today, my man?
Oh, great. Thanks so much for having me today. I'm excited to be here with you.
Yeah, me too. And definitely want to dive in. But first, what is your background? Like, what is your background in regards to, you know,
what you do? Sure. Yeah. So again, my name is Dr. Tracy Gappin. I'm a board certified urologist. I'm a men's health and performance expert. I've been focused on men's health for 23 plus years now. And I was in a high volume, very busy urology practice for many years until I through some health challenges of my own, I really came to realize that our current approach to men's health is failing. And we're seeing increasing incidence of obesity, of cardiovascular disease, testosterone levels are plummeting. We could talk about increasing incidence of sexual issues. And that really got me on a quest, on a journey to really change our approach to men's health. And so I left traditional urology last year. I left Western medicine so that I can open the Gappin Institute for Men's Health and Performance to focus on really taking a different, more proactive approach to optimizing health. And that includes, you know, do you want more energy? Do you want better brain function? Do you want better sex? Do you want to, you know, have confidence in the way you look and feel? Do you want to live longer? And that's really, you know, what it's all about. And I believe that there's really nothing more important than the quality of our life. And that all begins and ends with our health.
100%. You couldn't have said that better, man. We're on this exact same spectrum, which I absolutely love. And you mentioned a lot of great things in, you know, energy, performance, sexual health, all of those things are super important because most men don't have hope. You know, we get to that age where we think, oh, we're supposed to be like this. And a lot of men don't understand the testosterone thing. So we're going to definitely dive into that. But now let's talk about erectile dysfunction, because I don't know much about that. And I just wanted to, get some education behind what that is exactly.
Yeah.
And what's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. So the technical definition for erectile dysfunction is simply the inability to have an erection satisfactory for intercourse. Okay. Inability to basically get it up when you need it. Yeah. Now there are varying degrees to that. Some guys may have issues where they can't have an erection at all. Other guys have an issue where perhaps they've had a few drinks, or, you know, if they've recently performed and the wife wants to go again, they can't perform, you know, as often as they used to. A lot of guys will find once they hit 40, you know, this, everything changes, our physiology changes, everything's different. And so you got to be much more proactive and intentional and, you know, really understand that things aren't going to be like they were before. And you have to be much more focused on being proactive. And so when it comes to improving sexual performance, I look at it as really two different approaches to solving the problem. Now, the cause, we can look at vascular issues, you know, poor blood flow, because ultimately an erection is nothing more than increased blood flow to the penis. We can look at hormone issues, We could look at nervous system issues. And then finally, we could look at cognitive. If you're not into your wife, if there's some psychosocial issues, infidelity, stressors, et cetera, then psychologically you can't get into the game. But most of the issues I see are related to vascular blood flow issues and hormones. And so when we look at solutions for ED, we have what I like to call short-term and long-term options. The short-term options are, you know, the blue pill, the yellow pill. Hey, doc, I want to get it up right now. I got to perform right now. I don't care about what happens in a year from now. I don't want to focus on, you know, preventive medicine and optimization. I got to right now. And so those are the approaches that we can use to help guys in the immediate short term. And those are, I call them Band-Aids. You know, they'll help a guy get an erection right now. And they have their downsides, of course, but they can be an effective short-term option, whether it's the blue or yellow pill. We use a vacuum device, a vacuum erection device that is very effective as well. It can be clumsy and awkward and kind of kills the moment for sure, but it does work as another short-term option. We have injections where we actually teach a lot of men how to inject the medicine into the penis that will give them an erection again, right here, right now, Band-Aid approach. Those are doing nothing to really fix the underlying problem. They're just a short-term Band-Aid. And so then we look at the long-term solutions. And this is where we can look at regenerative options that we can employ to improve and recover blood flow, since that tends to be the most common cause. And so this is where I like to introduce the concepts of low intensity shockwave therapy, which is also called Gainswave. Gainswave is the name for this treatment, where we deliver shockwaves, sound waves in small bursts through the skin into the penis. And you know, it's the same technology we actually use for kidney stones. For years, I've treated in my urology practice, I treated kidney stones with this exact same technology where we would break up kidney stones from the outside using a device that delivers sound waves through the skin. Now we know that at very low levels, low intensity levels, we can use that same technology to activate the and stimulate the creation of new blood flow in the penis. And it's quite remarkable. And there are numerous published studies that actually show objective, quantifiable improvement in sexual function with low intensity shockwave treatment or what we call Gainswave. I also like to talk about PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma. And this is another regenerative approach to improve long-term sexual function as well through the same technique of stimulating new blood flow creation. And this is where we will draw a man's blood from his arm, spin it down in a centrifuge, separate out the growth factors specifically, and then we can inject those growth factors directly in the penis. And that highly concentrated growth factor will stimulate new blood flow in the penis. And so the magic is when you can combine those two modalities together. So Gainswave is amazing. PRP is great. When you put them together, you have an even better synergistic effect. We can also look at things like stem cells and exosomes, which are certainly not FDA approved for this use, but off label, I can say that we've had tremendous success with that as well. I'll also put an asterisk above all of these long-term solutions to emphasize the fact that while these are great long-term approaches to help guys recover and restore and repair sexual function, if you don't take a look at the entire body, you're wasting your time and you're going to end up right back where you started in a few years. And so that's where I talk about optimizing all your hormones. I talk about fixing your nutrition, fixing your sleep. You know, one of the biggest problems guys have is crummy sleep, fixing sleep, and then becoming resilient to stress. How do you deal with and overcome stress in your life? Fixing micronutrients, fixing your gut health, fixing your immune system. All these other components, believe it or not, are all intricately associated with sexual function. You know, we look at insulin resistance, which is a precursor for diabetes, basically how your body handles glucose. And we know that insulin resistance prevents the secretion of nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is what you need to increase blood flow to the penis. And so insulin resistance directly inhibits erections. So that's how everything kind of ties together. So I'm sorry that was a long-winded answer for you, but that's really how we approach sexual health. It's not as easy as here's your blue pill.
Right. Yeah. No, there's a lot. And I appreciate all of that information because I kind of wrote stuff down to kind of backtrack and slow and just kind of go through, because one of the things, the root causes is the key, right? You mentioned cognitive or mental, right? Like that was one thing that I knew back when I was in my 30s. I had a friend that told me, you know, it's a lot of mental stuff when it comes to not being able to get it up, you know, like, or like you said, like if there was infidelity, or if you've watched a lot of porn and now you have a wife and you can't have that, or a girlfriend or whatever, the connection's a little bit off, that can definitely, I can see that definitely causing, sexual problems and just being difficult for you to get it up. And then the blood flow, which is key, because, that's literally what gets the erection is blood flow. So if you don't have good blood flow going through, yeah, I can see that. And then, of course, hormones, testosterone would be huge because if you have low testosterone, I'm assuming that that's going to be a huge cause of ED. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I see so many men where it's what I call multifactorial, which means a lot of different potential causes, and testosterone can definitely play a big part there. You need healthy, optimal hormone levels to achieve a good erection.
So how long should someone wait until they go see a doctor if they have, if they're having sexual, ED or whatever that, you know, erectile dysfunction, like, cause sometimes people may think it's just, oh, maybe it's just a mental thing or maybe I just don't feel like it, or maybe I'm depressed or what have you. How long is it? Okay, man, this has been going on for a month or 2 months or a year. Something's going on. What is that timeline that someone should go, I got to go see a doctor?
Great question. Yeah. I think it's very important to point this out that erectile dysfunction or issues with performance or suddenly not having the same quality erection that you did before is an immediate warning sign that you need to go get checked out. Right. Because I can't tell you how many men I've seen who present with ED and they come in the office, hey, I just give me my blue pill and I'll be out of your way. Hold on, time out, slow down. And we come to find out that they have severe vascular disease, they have coronary disease, and they need serious attention. And so that's often the initial warning sign that there's a lot of underlying issues going on. So great point that any guy who's having issues with sexual function, you need to bring it up to your doctor right away, because it's often the red herring of something much more significant.
So you go to the doctor says, yeah, there's something going on. Do they send you to a specialist? Because obviously my family doctor, who's the same doctor who born me 52 years ago, wow, is not a ED doctor, right? Like, he's helped me with many.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah.
He sent me different places. So yeah.
Yeah.
Who would you go to?
Great question. So this is the problem that I alluded to a little bit in the beginning. I promise I'll keep this brief. Yeah. That, you know, our current approach to health is failing, and we have disease care. We don't have health care. Disease care means that our medical training system is built upon use this medication for this problem, this surgery for this problem. There's nothing about being proactive or intentional or any thought about preventive medicine and how to optimize. And so most doctors are trained to do nothing more than treat you with a medication. And that's really a short-term blind approach to the bigger issue. And so what I do is I focus on what I call high-performance health. And high-performance health means we're not satisfied with just getting you to that neutral, free of disease state. I'm not looking to get you some crummy baseline. I'm looking to take your health to the next level. And so you need a doctor who has that kind of mentality, who's willing to go the extra mile and dive deep. Right. So when I see a guy with ED, I'm looking at things like markers of inflammation. I'm looking at markers of metabolic health. I'm looking at complex lipid markers. I'm looking at other hormones. You know, everyone's so focused on testosterone, which is very important. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to minimize it.
Yeah.
But when's the last time you had your thyroid checked? How about your DHEA, vitamin D, melatonin, prolactin, estradiol? It goes on and on and on. And most doctors, they just don't check any of that stuff. Yeah. And so it's this concept of living with intention and diving deep to take your health to the next level.
Yeah. So I think, you know, if you're listening, the next time you go to the doctor, or I guess you could order stuff online, like full hormone, you know, you can order through Let's Get Checked, you get a full hormone test that tests all of those things that Dr. Gappin just said, you know, the your prolactin. I talk about that all the time. I talk about thyroid because that's linked to metabolism, helping us burn away all that fat. You know, the vitamin D, all of those things are so important, because once you know that, then it allows you to move in a proactive way. Okay, this is what's happening to me right now. Oh, this is a little bit low. What's going on here? Now you can actually start to attack these things, as opposed to just, like you said, you know, oh, I have this, I need that short-term approach. So that I love hearing that you said that. And so I'm just going through the steps here. So I get the doctor says, okay, just take this blue pill, but I'm like, okay, but I'm still not getting to the root cause of what's happening. Is this where we go see you? Like, you talk about we. Is we your clinic? Is we your, okay, we, that's what the we is in your clinic? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have launched the Gappin Institute for Men's Health and Performance, and it's here in Sarasota, Florida. And so I welcome patients here locally. I do a lot of telehealth as well. And I have a medical team working with me. So a lot of guys from around the country will jump on via telehealth, and I manage peptides, I manage testosterone, I manage sexual function. We can do a lot of that stuff via telehealth now. I also have created an integrated comprehensive program that incorporates a lot of what guys need beyond just testosterone. So not just medications, but how about health coaching? How about genetics to really individualize it? How about a meal plan, a fitness plan? How to use wearable tech to track your actual biometric data and leverage that information to understand what's working and what's not working.
Right.
And so I put all those together, but we do a lot of telehealth for men around the country. I have a team who's licensed in 40 something states now. So most of the US we're able to cover now.
That's amazing. That's huge, because, and we'll definitely get that link and put that there, because I think, like I said, there's going to be a lot of people who are listening to this. A lot of guys who are listening to this are like, yeah, man, I need to get that, all of my hormones checked, and, or at least reach out to Dr. Gappin to see what I should be doing. You mentioned one thing, the vacuum, because I wanted to just touch base on this, because this reminds me of the old school, you know, at the back of Hustler or any of those sexual magazines that had the big pump. And, or you can see them in the sex stores, that big pump. Is that what you're talking about when you say the pump, to pump the blood through? So a guy would purchase that and use that probably before they had sex?
Yeah, exactly. So it looks like a long tennis ball can, if you will. Yeah. It can be the plastic or glass, and it goes onto the base of the penis. And at the end of it, it'll have tubing attached to a pump. And that pump can either be a manual pump, or there's battery pumps as well. There are medical grade ones that we use, that we prescribe, that we give out. And then there are ones you can get at the sex shop, which are probably similar, but probably not nearly as powerful, but nonetheless, same concept. And what they do is they act like a vacuum to literally draw or suck blood into the penis.
Right.
And then you can use a constricting band at the base of the penis to keep that blood in, keep it from leaking out. You know, a lot of guys, the blood flow may be adequate, but then if the venous outflow is faulty, all the blood just leaks right back out as well. So you got to basically use a band to keep it in. And so I recommend the vacuum pump for guys who want to use it for sex, but also as just chronic, you know, I call it penile rehabilitation. It's exercise. It's like physical therapy for your penis. Right. And so you can use that on a daily basis. And the concept of use it or lose it, it applies. So it doesn't need to be just for sex.
Yeah. So, that reminds me a lot about, back in the day with that. So here's the thing though, for me, I just think that, you know, like you said, we have all of these band-aid solutions, but if it's a mental problem, or if it's a hormonal problem, you know, yes, you can get the pump or what have you, but in the end, if you're not connected to the person that you're with, you're still going to have the same problem as far as I'm concerned. So now you can double that up. So let's move to when you're talking about the long-term, like Gainsway and PRP and stem cells.
Yeah.
Like, when would someone hit that? Like, how long would I have to have ED in order to go, okay, let me try, you know, because from what you're saying, it's a two-pronged approach, right? Like, we got to do the natural. We got to make sure that you're, we got to look at, you know, your sleep, and are you exercising, and are you what are you eating? And, you know, what's your recovery? Like, all of those things, your cortisol levels, where are those at? Because if those things, if someone's not addressing that, and then they come to you for long-term, and in the end, they're like, okay, I got the PRP done. It lasted for how long, which I'm going to ask you in a second. Then they're back to the square one, right? Like, yeah, they got to do the second approach.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, this is comparable to a couple different, I love using analogies. One is a performance race car. You have a performance race car, and I'm actually a sponsor for a GT racing team who's racing at the St. Pete Grand Prix this weekend. It's pretty fun. But think of a performance race car. They don't just go in for an oil change and change the oil and check the tire pressure. They plug it into a computer. And they get all these advanced diagnostics so they can understand every aspect of the way that performance vehicle is operating and how they can make tiny tweaks to make all the difference in the world. Same thing applies to sexual function. You know, guys are looking for the one easy magic bullet, if you will. And it takes understanding that your body is a complex system that has all these inputs, and all those inputs are ultimately having an effect. And so we got to take a comprehensive approach. And that's where I like to make it's very complex, but I like to make it simple when I work with guys so they can integrate all those facets, if you will, to the approach.
So here's the thing. When I was 39, I suffered from low testosterone. Like, I had no clue I had it. What was happening to me was I was gaining weight. So I was 215 pounds. I was big and puffy. I was pretty much depressed. I had no sex drive. In fact, my girlfriend at the time left me specifically because I had, like, we're not having sex. So I'm literally leaving you. And then I just spiraled down into, you know, using drugs to mask my, you know, my masculinity, and going out to strip joints and what have you. That led me down to more depression. And it wasn't until I found that it was my testosterone levels that were low when I went to the doctor. And I had no idea that there was a connection, because here I am thinking I'm a big 215 pound puffy, you know, muscular kind of guy posting on YouTube. How can my testosterone levels be low? I was like, yeah, well, look at your stomach. First of all, you're overweight, and you're, you know, you got 180 score or whatever it was at that time. Yeah. And so once I turned that around naturally, then, I mean, I haven't had problems with sex since then. So what's the difference between ED, like serious having like erectile dysfunction, and just not having sex drive, like a low sex drive? Because is there like a big difference between the two?
Fantastic question. And there is a distinction that there is libido or sex drive. And there's actual sexual performance. And sometimes men may have one or the other, but testosterone can definitely cause both. And, you know, I want to point out that what you're describing is incredibly common. And there are studies, three huge studies, one here in the US as well as two in Europe, that show that T levels are plummeting by about 1% a year worldwide. So we see levels are about 30% lower today than they were two decades ago. So that's important. So what that means is a guy who is 50 years old today has a T level that's about 30% lower than a 50-year-old guy 20 years ago. And that's sure, that's libido and that's sexual performance, but shit, that's also energy, brain focus and concentration and memory. It's your mood. It's your personality. It's your ability to be present and engaged for your family. It's your bone health. It's your ability to burn fat, your ability to build muscle. It's your ability to stay, from a cardiovascular perspective, stay healthy and free of major events. It's tied to longevity. It's tied to your risk of prostate cancer. It's tied to your almost everything in your entire life.
Everything.
And so it's a big deal. So I'm glad that you share your story, because it's such a common thing that we see every day.
Yeah. That's, yeah, of course, like, that's huge. And the testosterone epidemic is huge. It is massive. And I don't want to go down a rabbit hole. Because I do always say this, that, you know, testosterone gets a negative, it's a negative word for most people, because people associate testosterone with someone who's, aggressive and oh, there's too much testosterone in the room. Meanwhile, it's our number one male hormone. It's our life. It's everything you just talked about. Like, think about that. Everything you just talked about is is connected to our, how healthy our testosterone levels are. Obviously, there's a lot of other things. So that's so important. Like, man, yeah, it's extremely important to get your testosterone levels, to get all your hormones checked. Like, that's going to the doctor every year and doing your physical. I mean, that's great, but most doctors, unless you ask them, hey, I want to get a full testosterone hormonal check,
yeah,
do it, right?
Exactly.
So let's talk, so those three things: gains weight, PRP, and stem cells. Again, how long do they last? Let's go. How long do they last?
Yeah, great question. So if you do any of those in and of itself, you can expect to improve sexual performance and have a great response for, let's say, a couple of years.
Okay.
But if you don't do everything else, if you don't take a comprehensive approach to men's health, it's going to come right back again. And that's really, I'm glad you pointed that out, because we can do all this hard work. You can spend all this money to optimize your sexual performance and get back to where you were when you were younger again. But if you don't take care of everything else, you're going to ultimately fail again. And so, you know, I created this program. It's called N1 Performance Health, where I take guys to the next level by incorporating all of those aspects of health that you need, so that you don't just get short-term results, you don't get long-term results, you get sustainable results. And that's really the key.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about that. What is N1 Performance?
Yeah. So N1 Performance Health is an approach that I've created where I integrate all of what men, and now we've actually expanded this to women as well, because so many wives are like, well, what about me? And they see the changes in their men and they get jealous that they think their men are going to leave them. And so now we have it for women. So we're having to kind of rebrand a lot of stuff suddenly, so that women understand that, yeah, we can help you too, you know. But man, my passion, my focus has always been and always will be men's health. And that's near and dear to me personally. You know, I had a shitty childhood and I didn't really have a strong father figure. And so for me, it's all about helping men be the best dad they can be. That's really what it comes down to personally is, man, that's what it's all about, is how can you be the best dad you can be? And it started from there, from that passion. But back to your question, N1, I incorporate medical approaches. So complex testing first. We test genetics. We test all your labs, including looking at hormones and inflammation and metabolic health and cardiovascular risk markers and micronutrients and gut health and food sensitivity and stress hormone, all these complex tests to create a personalized performance blueprint, or a medical blueprint, if you will. My functional medicine trained health coaches then create a lifestyle blueprint. And that incorporates specific lifestyle approaches based on an individual's need. And it's called N1 because N of one, or N equals one, is this term that signifies that we're all guinea pigs. Everyone on this planet, everything we do, we're guinea pigs. And that, you know, there's no one size fits all approach that works for everybody. And every single man and now woman who I work with, their program, their treatments, their approaches are just a little bit different based on what they need. And so we incorporate genetics to offer a genetics-based meal plan, a genetics-based fitness plan. And then finally, we use wearable technology, whether it's a ring or a wristband or a watch. And I try to be agnostic and not push any specific brand, because I don't care what brand you choose. I'm not trying to sell devices here. But whatever you use, we can understand how you're sleeping. We can understand your stress levels. We can understand how you're moving. And we can use all that information to make real actionable decisions.
I love it. That is huge, because you know, my program is you know, a full, you know, I guess like sleep, you know, workouts, nutrition, all of that stuff, and we see, you know, unbelievable like life changing. But you know, when it comes to the nutrition part of it too, you know, there's a food list. But I always tell guys, listen, you need to get your food sensitivity done, because if I tell you that this specific food is healthy or part of our Metatest Boost nutrition, that doesn't mean that that's good for you. Like for me, tomatoes, I can't eat tomatoes because it inflames me. So, but you wouldn't know that. So you'd be like, oh, I'm eating tomatoes, but I'm not losing the weight here. I'm not losing this, or I'm not whatever. It's like, yeah, you know what? Because even though tomatoes are on the list, they may not be good for you. So so I always tell them, go get your food, you know, allergy test done, get all the tests you can, because that way you can still tailor this to what you need. But I still think that, you know, seeing someone like you and going to get all of those things done in the N1 performance also is important, because now you can take all of the information that you get from you and then, you know, kind of, you know, make it your own, right? Like make it your own, because now you know you're getting something specific to all of those tests, and you can make better decisions. Where would someone get all of that information? How much does something like that cost?
Yeah, great question. So you can find me. My website is drtracygappin.com. And you can find out more information about the N1 program there. In terms of cost, you know, it really is individualized. You know, I don't offer cookie cutter health. And so there's not a one size fits all model. And so we do have various packages depending on what guys or men or women are looking for. You know, we have programs as simple as just getting testosterone or peptides, or just getting your genetics run, or just having an initial comprehensive lab panel. And then we have full programs depending on what you need. So I try to really make it accessible to all men, depending on, you know, wherever you are financially. But you, I tell you what, I just got to say kudos to you and props to you. And I appreciate all that you do as well. And you and I are on a very similar mission. So I appreciate all your good work as well.
Arm in arm, my man, arm in arm.
That's right, brother. You got it.
Yeah, no, cause I like that, because again, guys in my program who've been there for like 2 years, they're like in great shape, but they always want more. Like they always want more. And here, guys, this is what I'm giving you. I can't give you all the medical stuff, but people like Dr. Gappin can. And I think it's very, very, very important. I always tell these guys, like, you got to keep leveling up, right? You got to keep leveling up. And to be a great father, to be a great husband, to be a great patriarch to your family, because I mentioned this to all these guys, whether they like it or not, they're going to be the patriarchs of their family. Cause as they get older and things start to shit hits the fan, someone dies or something happens, they always go to grandpa. Grandpa's first. That's you. You got to be in your best health to be able to deal with a lot of things that are going to be happening. As well as we get older, more and more of our friends and our family members start to pass away. And I'm not trying to be negative, but also those are triggers that cause people to slide back to where they were before instead of step up to where they need to be for their kids, for their grandchildren, for their wives, for, you know, for the family. So, you know, all is leveling up, right? Not, you know, you get to one point with the Over 40 Alpha program, but you got to level up by getting these tests done and getting maybe more of a personalized, program for you that, you know, you can use as well as. I think it's very, very important. So I'm so happy that you have that available, because man, a lot of these guys are going to take advantage of that.
Absolutely.
If they want more. So as we, you know, I'm looking at some of the other things that you do, precision medicine, metabolic medicine, like it's, you do so much.
I do, man. I do. But I tell you what, man, I love it. I love getting up every day, and I love really making a difference in men's health, whether it comes to, you know, I know we started here today with sexual health and erectile dysfunction, but do a lot of work with testosterone, peptide therapy, weight loss. And then again, really the magic is when we can put all these pieces together and understand how complex our human systems are and how we need to really take a similar complex approach if we're going to achieve long-term sustainable results.
Yeah. So that's amazing. So once again, as we close up, is there any last words you want to tell all of these people listening?
Sure.
You know, about health and wellness.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I have a gift. I have a, I'm just knocking my camera over.
Yeah, that's okay. you got excited.
Your listeners can text the word health to 26786. Again, that's health to 26786. And I'll offer a couple free gifts. First, I'm going to offer my 10 tips to high performance health, or 10 secrets, free. I'm also going to share a free digital copy of my best-selling book that I published last year called Male 2.0, Cracking the Code to Limitless Health and Vitality. Free copy. You can download immediately. And then there'll also will be a link to get on a complimentary discovery call with my medical team if you want to learn more about what we talked about today.
Oh, man. Thank you. That's amazing. I love it. Thank you so much. Please repeat that again.
So text health to 26786. You'll get a free copy of the 10 Secrets to High Performance Health. You'll get a free digital copy of my best-selling book, Mel 2.0, and a complimentary discovery call with my medical team.
That's amazing. I appreciate that. I'm sure all the listeners appreciate that. I appreciate you. We're definitely going to connect again at some point because we're on the same wavelength.
You got it.
Same mission. So I really appreciate you being on this podcast. And where do people reach you? Finally, where do people reach you? I know we give them the
no worries. Yeah. You can find me at drtracygappin.com. And if you're looking for information about the center here in Sarasota, that's gappininstitute.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And we'll see you soon. Take care.
Thanks so much.
Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts. Former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author. Bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.